Yeah, sort of the old info on it, me old mate.
Well, this Brain Buster is a doozy. We decided now to bring the Brain Buster in. We don't know. Do you think we ought to do it as a telephone? Not as a telephone. As a writing, or are you going to give the answer at the end?
I don't know yet. I'll tell you what, you give the Brain Buster it, and I'll think about that, and then I shall announce it later on. Well, sort of, you know, after you've given the Brain Buster out, as it were.
Fair enough. Now, here's the Brain Buster. Keep your little lug holes peeled back now. Now, if 100 people get onto a bus, how is it that there is not a single person left on that bus? Now, I know it must be a big bus, really, for 100 people to get on, but you may realise now that I'm playing for airtime on the Steve Young Show, so I'll let him get on with it.
Oh, that wasn't very nice, was it? Actually, I don't know whether to actually make that a writing, or give the answer at the end, should I say. What do you reckon?
Make it writing. Yeah, make them writing.
Okay, then we'll find a prize out for anybody who writes in with the correct answer for that. So I'll give you the address, and I should also give that out again a little bit later on. Well, I'll get John Johnson to give that out a little bit later on, should I say. The address is PO Box 144, Wolverhampton, West Midlands. That's PO Box 144, Wolverhampton, West Midlands. And John Johnson, who's still stealing for airtime on my programme, is going to tell you a little bit of useless information about Whitesnake, because they're going to play their new single after this.
Well then, their new single is called Here I Go Again, and incidentally they're on tour. I think they play Birmingham Odeon three nights, something like the 28th, 29th and 30th of December. Can't be sure, but anyway, there's a bit of useless information. Cozy Powell, who used to be with Michael Schenker and Rainbow, is now drumming with them, and the old man himself, Bernie Marsden, is back playing guitar. Over to you.
Ah, so there you go. That doesn't mean actually an awful lot to me, but I'm sure to somebody who's into heavy rock that that'll mean something. So I suppose, looking at John Johnson's face here, he reckons that that's good. So is that good?
Yeah, this should be a hit.
Okay, then, so that's John Johnson's prediction for a hit, and we know what John Johnson's predictions for hits are always like. They always fail. So, really, I don't know how this one's going to do, because John Johnson, well, he predicts everything to be a hit, and half the things he predicts don't get there.
I don't know where I'm going, but I sure know where I've been. Hanging on the promises and songs of yesterday, and I've made up my mind. I ain't wasting no more time, but here I go again. Here I go again. Searching for an answer, I never seem to find what I'm looking for. Lord, I pray you give me strength to carry on, 'cause I know what it means to walk along the lonely street of dreams. Here I go again.
Like a whole world.
White Snake there, and Here I Go Again, and definitely a DJ's sort of, yes, well, us DJs hate records like that. Yes, that's the word I was looking for, actually, a DJ's nightmare. Now, talking about Dudley Zoo, I know not many people were actually talking about Dudley Zoo, but talking about Dudley Zoo, we've got our own zoo here at Phoenix today, and it's the Blue Zoo, and nothing to do with disgusting women or anything like that. It's actually, I don't know, getting completely off the subject of dirty women. I'll play the record by Blue Zoo. Cry Boy Cry. And talking about Cry Boy Cry, or Brain Busters as it were, John Johnson's going to give you our little competition again.
Now the competition, if you didn't get it the last time, is what you have to do is write in and tell me, if 100 people get onto a bus, how come there isn't a single person on that bus? So if 100 people get onto that bus, how come there isn't a single person on that bus?
Ah, well, I shall translate that for you into English. What he meant to say was, if 100 people get onto a bus, then how come there isn't one single person on that bus? That's what he meant to say, or if he did say that, I'm slightly translating into Radio 1 English there. Sorry. No swearing on this programme. There you go. No swearing on... Yes. We shouldn't mention things like that, should we? That was a bit naughty. Yes, definitely callous. Even swallow the dictionary this morning, would you believe it? I don't know.
Give us this day all that you showed me, the power and the glory, till my kingdom come. Give us this day all that you showed me, the power and the glory, till my kingdom comes. Give me all the story you told me, the faith and the glory, till my kingdom comes.
And they say good will fall from grace, even saints would turn their face in our time. And they told us that in our days, different words said in different ways have other meaning from he who says in our time.
As in hymn book. I didn't know that until I actually looked at that record and made a slight mistake with it. For all of you mistake spotters, that's my eighth tonight, would you believe it? I don't know. Actually, we should be coming through a little bit better tonight, so I would like to say hello to County, because I know we're coming in pretty strong to you. Should be. We're running a new transmitter. Myself and a few other people here helped build it. We put a little, a little sort of kick behind it, behind our other transmitter, because now we're pushing around about 100 watts and going into the aerial. That should be giving an ERP of around about a 200 watts. So with a bit of luck, we should be getting air tonight. Actually, I've got John Johnson cycling away, keeping the power up, because we've got a dynamo there on the back of his bike and he's pedalling away upside down. It's not easy, actually. I don't know. How do I keep reeling these funny jokes off? Don't forget that... if you want to write in about our Brain Busters competition, well, that's the address is PO Box 144, Wolverhampton, West Midlands. That's PO Box 144, Wolverhampton, in the West Midlands. And we'll be giving that out a little bit later on before the end of the programme. And also, as a prize for that, we'll be giving away the top three singles, or the top five singles, depending on how my record collection is standing in the next couple of weeks, as that is charts-wise, that is, of course, you know, with them. That is the Human League and whatever else will be in the top five. I don't know, you have to listen to the...
Culture Club.
You'll have to listen to, I think it's a station called UK, because I think they do something called a UK hit play or something. They usually get it right about the charts. Not like John Johnson usually saying Whitesnake will be number one next week and, well, they completely dropped out from number 75 to 175 or something. I don't know. He's not good at all. Actually, talking about the Human League, as I was before, this is my prediction for number one next week. I was quite tempted to say this is the best record in the chart at the moment, but I've said that for three records already, so I won't say that. I'll say it's better than all the other records that I said are better in the charts tonight. Mirror Man. And well, for all you vain people out there, yes, That isn't taking the monkey at all. No, not taking the monkey out of all vain people. Honest. Actually, talking about high-powered stations, as I was a couple of records ago, we're also hoping that the modulation will be a little bit better this time, because we've increased our deviation by a few more hertz. I think is that the expression, hertz?
Let's get it right. It's dBs.
Sorry. Yes, I'm not very
technically minded.
Technically minded. I don't know about
decimal bells, I think.
Don't you insult me. I'll tell you something, I'm so technically minded I have problems switching the TV on.
Really?
Yeah, no joke.
That makes a change.
Well, there you go. Well, actually, John Johnson, I've heard a rumour about John Johnson that he blows the telly up every time he switches it on.
Oh, shall I tell you what that is? It's his magnetic personality, you see. It's sort of, it's something to do with the... What's that little thing in the back that they call... Now they're called the plug, aren't they?
The plug.
That's it, the plug. He likes to wire it up himself, you see.
Oh, I see, and he wires it up all wrongly, does it?
Well, not saying he wires it up wrongly, but he gets the live in the neutral, gets the neutral in the earth, and he plugs the...
In the live?
No, he doesn't plug it in there at all.
What, he holds the live?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's dead right, you see. Well, he's got this thing about
Well, the thing is, he thinks that live's, as in live, something that's live, so he holds it because he's live.
Yeah,
he's alive.
No, it's nothing to do with that, you see. He likes to put it in his ear also, he can have a good listen because he likes anything that's live.
Oh,
I don't know. Actually, it's a bit chaotic here at
I think
Phoenix.
You better explain that I've just popped in the studio tonight to see what's going on here.
Yeah,
right.
Well, you see, this chap here by the side of me, I've got to be nice to him, actually, because it's his transmitter we're using tonight. He built it, and, well, this is life, isn't it? I don't know. About 200 watts ERP, as I said, and we should be really blasting in tonight, we hope. I don't know. Should be good. I was going to give you a time check, but... Well, the clock's fallen off the wall, so we can't actually do that. We'll do the next best thing. We'll play Culture Club and Time.
Places I know.
was also going to say that that's a fantastic sound, but I won't say that because I know I'll have the mickey taken, so that's a good sound by Culture Club and Time, and we haven't got the time, so don't think we're going to give you a time check. I've got about one record to go after this, but I shall now give you the Brain Buster. I shall let John Johnson give you the Brain Buster because he's well, sort of pulling me leg here and trying to pull me arm off, trying to get some airtime. So go on, John.
Before we have the Brain Buster, we've got one little more useless piece of information. I'm full of them. Yes, now, we've got this new story, hot off the presses, that Marvin Gaye and Boy George from Culture Club are going to do a single and an LP together. They're going to go under the title of Gay George. But now, on with the good old stuff, because we've got this Brain Buster. Now, what you have to do, if 100 people get onto a bus, how come there isn't a single person on that bus? So, if 100 people get onto a bus, how come there isn't a single person on that bus? Over to Stevie Young.
Ah, yes, he's taking the mickey again. It's not good. I shall translate that for you once again. It's, if 100 people get onto a bus, how... yes, well... I've just been slightly distracted there by John Johnson. Hi, John. Oh, and Paul Johnson as well. I shall now mention Paul Johnson, the mystery personality here at Phoenix Radio, who's sort of given me the hints and the sort of, oh, you know,
nudges,
or, yeah, the nudges and, no, sort of...
Johnson's put as a wing to a blind bat.
No, the kicks in the backs and things like that, you know, and what have you. Well, we've got to be nice to him because we're using his transmitter, so, yes, well, we've got to be nice to him, make him feel better, make him feel at home, and what have you. I don't know. Anyway, we shall sort of end my programme, and don't forget, coming up after me is Gary Lewis, and I think he's got the War of the Worlds Part 3 in his show. I've just been told by John Johnson sort of signalling and sticking his three fingers up makes a change. I don't know. Anyway, well, I'll finish my show and I shall play you the current number one sound. It's Eddie Grant and I Don't Want to Dance.